A year ago, state health officials were still reeling from the effects of the meningitis outbreak caused by contaminated drugs from New England Compounding Center. Health News Florida reporter Sarah Pusateri met with one of the patients, and she offered this account on January 31st of last year.
53-year-old Roseanne Fusco says when doctors recommended she get a steroid injection in her back to help with the pain from a spine injury, she agreed, believing it might save her from surgery.
They kind of like begged me to do it, so I'm like, okay, I'll try at least one shot.
She got the shot in August and started feeling sick about a week later. Then she got the message.
Well, lo and behold, that night when I get home, on my answer machine, there was the message from Marion Pain Clinic in Ocala that I had been one of the clients that received the epidural steroid injection that was contaminated.
The next 3 months were a whirlwind. Hospital stays, antifungal so toxic that her veins collapsed. An abscess led to a 4-inch hole that exposed her spine.
It was really scary.
Just 2 weeks ago, Fusco came home to Ocala. Before the incident, she says she never would have given a second thought to compounded drugs or where they came from. Pharmacy professor Paul Doering at the University of Florida says, apparently, neither did the state of Florida. Recently, the Department of Health released a report based on a survey given to all the pharmacies doing business in Florida.
I'll bet you before that survey that there was nobody in Tallahassee who could tell you how many pharmacies are out there compounding and how many of them are doing sterile compounding in specific.
Something disturbing to former Florida Board of Pharmacy member and pharmacist Dan Fucarino in Tampa.
How does the Board of Pharmacy know that a pharmacy shipping from out of state is living up to the standards that Florida has? Well, right now, and until things change, we really don't have that. You have to sign an affidavit saying that you're living up to those standards. Well, that's good. I'm sure NECC probably signed that affidavit too. But how do we actually know?
And Doering says, unlike low-risk compounding, which includes capsules and ointments, with high risk, there's more potential for things to go wrong.
Let's face it, we're not baking bread here. We're not, making plastic soldiers for little kids to play with. We're making medicine. These are drugs that go either in or onto the human body, and there's tremendous potential for things to go wrong.
The health department found that half of pharmacies doing business in Florida, about 4,500, do some type of compounding. Of those, 950 that do high-risk compounding, one-third ship it from out of state. Doering blames both government and industry for letting the risk grow out of control and leading to what happened at the New England Compounding Center.
The NECC epidemic, and frankly, it's nothing short of an epidemic, really shocked those people within the practice of pharmacy and people in general. Sadly, it often takes a tragedy of this type, to get people to give a renewed look at the regulation and the operation of things and so forth.
Health officials say that Florida only has 18 pharmacy inspectors, or about one for every 500 pharmacies. Of the 18, only 5 of the inspectors are pharmacists themselves, and even they aren't completely qualified to inspect sterile compounding facilities. Now Florida is looking at creating new standards for pharmacies shipping sterile products into Florida. Roseanne Fusco, who's filing a lawsuit against NECC, wishes this had been done a long time ago.
Someone needs to be held accountable for it. There's a lot of sick people out there, a lot of scared people that they're going to have to worry for the rest of their lives.
For Health News Florida, I'm Sarah Pusateri.
This is Carol Gentry, editor of Health News Florida. In the past year, Florida's Pharmacy Board has passed a rule requiring high-risk compounders to get a special permit. Since the story aired, health department inspectors identified nearly 100 pharmacies in the state that were violating sterile compounding standards. Half the violations were considered serious. Some pharmacies just stopped doing high-risk compounding rather than submit to the new rules. But nearly 700 are still doing it, state records show. An important task remains. The legislature has to fix a gap in the law so that state health officials have authority to control out-of-state compounders who ship drugs into the state, companies like New England Compounding Center. A bill has been drafted for consideration this spring. For Health News Florida, this is Carol Gentry.
For more information on compounding and other health issues, see our website, healthnewsflorida.org.